Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Jesse Linder. That's a name that may be familiar to you from my performances at Renaissance fairs throughout the country, my participation with Three Pints Gone, and my appearances here on this podcast. It is my good fortune today to be hosting the Love Songs episode. Love songs are my favorite. I'm very much in love. I have a fiancé who lives far enough away that I can certainly empathize with the Irish love songs. But be that as it may, today's episode is celebrating all the various traditions of love songs. Now, when I was first offered the chance to do this, I wasn't totally sure I could pull enough material together. So I reached out to some of my friends and asked for some suggestions. And of course, I got the typical reply of the body songs. And I got songs suggesting any drinking song is about love of whiskey. But no, today we're celebrating, as the Princess Bride would call it, true love. With that in mind, we started off with one of my songs from my most recent CD, Crescent Moon. I did Until They Meet Again. You can find more information about me on Facebook, jessielinder.bard. I'm looking forward to doing this. As I said, I got a lot of great suggestions, and then I started going through my personal list of love songs, and wow, I didn't need the suggestions. I had a whole bunch of them. But I tell you, I took a lot of my friends' suggestions simply because it encouraged more of a variety in terms of song styles and approaches to love. But we got some great things here, some new material, some old material. I'm looking forward to sharing this all with you. But enough about me. Let's get back to the music. When I first said, who do you think of when you think of love songs at the Renaissance Fair? And everybody said Owen Fife. So with that in mind, I picked certainly my favorite love song of his. This is Made in Bedlam. From his CD, Where Beauty Moves and Wit Delights. And you can find out more about Owen's music, because it is still available, by going to owenfife.com.
Abroad as I was walking one evening in the spring, I heard a maid in Bethlehem so sweetly for to sing. Her chain she rattled in her hand, and thus replied she, I love my love because I know my love loves me. Cruel were his parents that sent my love to sea, and cruel was the galleon that bore my love from me. Yet I love his parents since they're his, although they've ruined me. I love my love because I know my love loves me. With straw I weave a garland, I weave it very fine. With roses, daisies, lilies, and I'll present it to my love when he returns from sea. For I love my love because I know my love loves me. She there sat weeping, her love, he came on land. And hearing she was in Bethlehem, he ran straight out of hand. He flew into her snow-white arms, and thus loves me. Now these two are married, and happy may they be. As turtle doves together in love and unity. Oh, pretty maids with patience sweet that have God loves at sea. But I love, because I know my love loves me.
Hi, this is Glenn from RedSides.com. You're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com.
Amarilli, mia bella, non credio del mio cor, dolce desio d'esser tu l'amor mio. Credilo pur, esse ti morta sare, dubitar non ti vale. E vedrai scritto in cuore, Amarilli, 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 è il mio amore. Se ti morta sale, dubitar non ti vale. Aprimi il petto e vedrai scritto in cuore, Amarilli, Amarilli, è il mio amore. Amarilli, è il mio amore.
You just heard is brand new music from my dear, dear friend Craig Farrington. Craig released his new album of music, his first new collection in several years. It's called Minstrel, A Lucky Man and His Lute. And he literally just started making it available for sale in the past week. And he was kind enough to advance me a copy. As a matter of fact, I was listening to it while I was getting notes ready for this podcast. And it sounds wonderful. I'm looking forward to everybody hearing it. It's a collection of not only 15 new recordings, but another, looks like 17 pieces that he recorded previously. So a total of 32 tracks on this. And in a novel approach, he's making this available on flash drive only. He's provided the full WAV files for the new recordings, and then MP3s for all 32 songs. And it's good stuff. And I asked him where folks that were listening to the podcast could find this, and he says he's thinking he's probably just going to make it available for people that see him when he's performing. Now, he's at the Bristol Renaissance Fair for the rest of the season. He's hoping to be at Ohio after that. And then in November and December, he's going to be at the Louisiana Renaissance Fair. So you can see him at one of those places. Now, if you're not in a position to find him, all I can tell you is go to his Facebook page, which is the-minstrel-lutenist-craig-of-farrington. But if you just go to Facebook and search for Craig of Farrington, you should be able to find him. So next, I'm going to have another song from his new collection. This one is one of his previous recordings that he included on here, and he chose this as one of his favorite love songs. It's a song he wrote in honor of his lady, and it's called Made for Me.
Do you think this happens every day? I sing, 'cause words alone cannot say how much I want you with me every day. Let's get away, what do you say,
Renee? Hey,
I stare, and what a picture I see. True love's embracing, kissing tenderly.
Do you think this happens every day?
How happy she, no more than he, than me, than we. I sing, it's what I know how to do, still have lots of time to be with you.
You were made for me,
you love me too, I can be true
to you.
Out the loud stereo. Who knew that I could love one lady so?
You were made for me.
That joyful glow, let's watch it grow.
She was kind and she was good and held a man so tight. And in her arms I felt like fire, the silence of a tomb. And when she moved her mouth to sing, it came as sweet perfume. Love me to sleep, love me awake. cherish me by night. All is gone by day. So with the maddening rush of air, the lovers played their parts. The darkness folded over them in rhythm with their hearts. The heavens opened up their arms and gently drew them in. And all about them swirled the leaves, kaleidoscope in spin. Love me to sleep,
love me to sleep,
love me away,
love me,
cherish me by night. All is gone by day. So with a tender crush of souls and vows it never kept, it lay upon the naked earth, and as the maiden wept. A morning as was never heard was lifted to the sky, and finally spoke in simple words, to love you is to die. Love me to sleep,
love me to sleep,
love me away,
love me,
cherish me by night. All is gone by day. A maid was sporting in the wood, a cold and lonely night. And she was kind and she was good, and held a man so tight. And there they rocked the earth to sleep, and lingered in the dawn. And when the sunlight lit the sky, the maid was gone.
I'm Bob Brinkman, and this is From the Archives, the segment of the show dedicated to the music of artists who are no longer touring, or who are sadly no longer with us. Our first song, Woman of the Wood, by The Nightingales from their album Stone Bridges, music that is new to the podcast as well as fairly new to the archives. The Nightingales, Jody Long and Melanie Stodd, were a Ohio-based duo who recorded only the single album, Stone Bridges. The group itself was named by the Minstrels of Mayhem, who referred to their singing as the music of nightingales, and so nightingales named nightingales they became. Up next is a song by Donna Morris, also known as Scarlet Letair or The Other Woman. This song comes from her album Love and Other Mistakes, and it is actually a cover of a song by Adele. Here is Make You Feel My Love.
Change our blowing wild and free. You ain't feel my love.
Special thanks to Honorary Minions Jesse Linder and Brad Boucher. You can find out more about Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jesselinder.bard.
From kingdom to shire, I travel around by foot or catch a ride. A passing coach of royalty oft bid me come inside. A journey to faraway lands can be long. They ask my name and they ask for a song. I tell them the name they want to hear, and I sing them a rambling song. A minstrel's life, it suits me well, I've got stories to tell. From lords to knaves I sing for free, a minstrel's life for me, a minstrel's life for me. A traveling gypsy circus show came into Pootenham. The king declared them witches all, and banned them from his land. They begged and were granted one chance for a show. They laid upon nails and they walked fiery coals. And when they were gone, the king was due to lands as yet unknown. A minstrel's life, it suits me well, I've got stories to tell. From lords to knaves I sing for free, a minstrel's life for me, a minstrel's life for me. There are minstrels everywhere in every kind of scene. I even met a noble once who sang about sleeves of green. Not on any top 40 show, but sung by everyone here I know. King Henry VIII, the royalties must bring you a lot of dough. A minstrel's life, it suits me well, I've got stories to tell. From lords to knaves I sing for free, a minstrel's life for me, a minstrel's life for me. Salisbury, the Lady Anne gave birth to a baby girl. Whilst down near Ghent, the king has finally banished the Duke of Earl. I'm always welcome when I travel through. They tell me their stories, I set them to tune. And when I return another day, I'll sing them a song of you. A minstrel's life, it suits me well, I've got stories to tell. From lords to knaves, I sing for free. A minstrel's life for me, a minstrel's life for me.
What you just heard was A Minstrel's Life for Me, performed by Coyote. That's from his CD, A Minstrel's Life, and you can find out more about Kai at his website, www.coyhote.com. I do want to mention we've got some great podcasts coming up through the rest of the year. In September, we're going to have a pirate show special. In October, it's going to be our spooky show. November will be the bonfire show. And, of course, December brings us our holiday special. So lots of great music to be found. To keep following the podcast, do like I've done, support it, become a patron of the show, go through Patreon. Make sure this great music continues to go out. Everybody that works on this podcast is doing it on their own free time. Nobody's getting paid for this. And it's a real labor of love for everyone. And we know how much you love hearing this music. So help us out so we can keep doing that. Moving forward, we've got a song from the New Minstrel Review. Jerry reached out to me. He said he thought this would be a great song for the podcast episode. This song is Your Love is Beautiful, written by Jerry Berry, and it's from their most recent CD, Many Hands. You can find out more information by, again, going to Facebook, New Minstrel Review.
They don't like you sharing your life with your best friend. They say it's a sin, just stop listening. They don't like you doing what's natural, like holding hands. That's not God's plan, just rise above.
about loving who you love. People living in fear deny what poets have known for a thousand years. Your love is beautiful. Ashamed about loving who you love. People living in fear deny what poets have known for a thousand years. Your love is beautiful. People live in chains, bound by guilt, bound by shame, but that's not your problem. And this life's a scary place till that one funny face takes your pain away. Your love is beautiful. No one ever gets to decide about loving who they love. People living in fear deny what poets have known for a thousand years. Your love is beautiful.
Fugley here at the Canterbury Renaissance Festival in Northeast Texas. I'm here with Danny Fott. He's going to tell us one of his amusing anecdotes from fair.
I probably shouldn't share this. We were at Avalon Fair, and this gentleman just sitting right across the way here had this brainchild to do a fundraiser. And I forget what the charity was. It was a worthy one, I'm sure. But he decided we need to have a Hairy Fairies calendar. At the end of the fair one day, he rounded up a bunch of hairy people. And there was one woman I tried to get. She wasn't interested somehow. So he handed out his barbarian equipment, clubs and hammers and things like that, which really added to it. And then, of course, there was a fairy wing vendor right there by that stage where we were doing all of this. And they offered to equip everyone with fairy wings. So it must have been quite a sight as we all donned our wings shirtless and posed for Micah, was the photographer who was there. I hope he lost that memory card. Maybe that's why I haven't seen the calendar quite yet. I keep hoping. But it could... It could turn out unexpectedly at some point. The calendar might get produced, and I don't know, maybe I'll get cut. I won't be one of the top 12. I'm hoping for that, too.
Or perhaps it's just blackmail material.
Yeah, it could be. But I know my wife has asked them to reserve several copies for her to send out to family members. I don't know why, but she's pretty excited about the whole thing. And if it doesn't come to fruition, maybe I'll get the calendar made just for her. That'll be better for all of us.
Well, I think we're all waiting with bated breath, and thank you for sharing.
Sure.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Vince Conaway, and you just heard my version of the Irish tune Riding on a Load of Hay. It's one of my favorite pieces on my new album, Liminal Spaces. I'm a hammered dulcimer player, but my style is heavily influenced by my early experiments with the mandolin. I started in Celtic music, segued into medieval music, then started writing in an original style that combines the two genres. Later, I started playing more formal 16th century music, particularly a repertoire I converted over from the lute. My latest CD is a fun combination of styles, including Celtic Renaissance and original music. You can find me this fall at the New York Renaissance Fair in Tuxedo, New York, at the St. Louis Renaissance Festival the first two weekends in October, and at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival in November and December. You can also find me online at vinceconaway.com, friend me at facebook.com/vinceconaway, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at the handle @vinceconaway, and join my patrons as a subscriber to my video channel at patreon.com/vinceconaway. I aim to be consistent. This next tune is one I picked up from church bells in Europe. Whenever I have a break in my schedule, I travel as a street performer, and I spend a few months in Italy every year, with less regular appearances in South America and elsewhere in Europe. This is a common tune for Italian church bells, and a friend mentioned that it was an Ave Maria. Some creative Googling led me to the title, the Ave Maria di Lourdes, for the French cathedral city, also known as E la Ora che Pia. I had a lot of fun with it. Thanks for listening to the podcast and for supporting independent music. I'm Vince Conaway, and I hope you like the tunes.
You couldn't make it out to fair. No reason to feel sad. Just remember all the times you've gone and all the fun you've had. Now ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the minion leprechaun. At RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com. It's a place you can go to marry Mary Mac, and ooh, but my Lady Greensleeves, or a wild Irish gypsy rover all around the blooming heather. And fill to me the parting glass
for she once was a true love of mine. With a ring, ding, ding, little I-D-O, and a hey, and a ho, and a hey, nani, no. Yes, your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns. At renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
When I was a boy, a drayman's son, I loved a girl so sweet and fair. I had no means to make her my own, and so this vow I did swear.
I'll sail across the sea to raise a fortune for you to wed me. Sword and shot are nothing, you see.
Until I come home to thee. I sailed away with Drake and my mates to give the Spaniard a living hell. A treasure was won, much silver and gold, but then we sailed around the world. A portrait of you was locked in my heart as we rode past those foreign shores. Your beautiful eyes, your raven hair, it was your smile that guided me home.
I'll sail across the sea to raise a fortune for you to wed me. Wind and wave are nothing to me.
Until I come home to thee.
More than 3 years had finally gone by when we to England were welcomed home. To my darling I strode, my sea chest in tow, a fortune secure I'll never more rove.
After 2 years the schoolman I loved had surely thought that I was done. Then at 3 years a husband she chose to be a father to a son.
I'll sail across the sea to raise a fortune for you to wed me. Time and tide do not affect me.
Until I come home to thee. All those long years been fighting the sea. Now all my dreams like mist are gone. I'll bid you great joy with this man that you wed, but the pain of your loss I cannot bear long. A purse of gold coins and a single red rose was my parting gift to you from me. I'll leave the dry land a shipowner now.
If I can't be with you, I'll marry the sea. Oh, I'll sail around the world to be by your side forevermore. Fearless green is my final shore.
My love forever gone.
Oh, I'll sail across the sea to raise a fortune for you to wed me. I'll write you a song to remember me.
Oh, remember me.
Until I come home
to thee.
You've been listening to the first of two songs from my friend's Bounding Maine. That was Call of the Sea from the CD Crackin' Up. You can find out more about Bounding Maine by going to their website, boundingmaine.com. Following, another song from Bounding Maine. This one is also from Crackin' Up. This is Green-Eyed Girl.
Kiss me sweetly now, my love. Hold me tight and hold me long. Though we spend this night together, no tomorrow I'll be gone. Farewell, goodbye, my green-eyed girl. I bid thee now adieu. To say sail my way around the world, but I'm coming home to you. I'll be coming home to you. I must sail away, my love, and the time to leave draws nigh. Love, if I would stay but one more day, I could never summon goodbye. Farewell, goodbye, my green-eyed girl, I bid thee now adieu. To sail my way around the world, but I'm coming home to you. I'll be coming home to you. You're the siren song, my love, always tempting me to shore. Would the wind and water win it, I'd be in your arms once more. Farewell, goodbye, my green-eyed girl, I bid thee now adieu. To sail my way around the world, but I'm coming home to you. I'll be coming home to you. Be my compass now, my love, guide me straight and hold me true. Though the voyage is long and the gales be strong, though I'm coming home to you. Farewell, goodbye, my green-eyed girl, I bid thee now adieu. To sail my way around the world, but I'm coming home to you. I'll be coming home to you. I'm coming home to you, love, I'm coming home to you.
Hi, this is Cedric from the Bedlam Bards. You're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Si tú no tienes Florida. An sie wird hermosa.
La Una was performed by Jim Hancock. It's from his CD Songs of Love and Other Silly Stuff. You can find out more about Jim by going again to Facebook and look for Jim Hancock, the number one. Jim is a very early influence on me. He's one of the very first performers I ever saw at a Renaissance Fair, when I went as a patron in the late 80s, early 90s. His approach to the Ren Faire music has been an influence on me over the years. He and I have never met, so one of the things on my bucket list is to be able to share a stage with him. Just putting that out there. But again, enough about me. The next song is from the lovely voice and talent of Abby Green. This is one of the better known of the truly traditional Irish love songs, I Know My Love. And you can find out more about Abby by going to her website, Abby Green, which is ABBYGreen.com.
Suit of blue, and if my love leaves me, what will I do? And still she cried, I love him the best, but a troubled mind, sure it knows no rest. And still she cried, funny boys are few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do? I know my love him the best. But a troubled mind, sure it knows no rest. And still she cried, "Bonny boys are few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do?" If my love knew I could wash and wring, if my love knew I could weave and spin, I'd make a dress of the finest kind. But the want of money leaves me behind. And still she cried, "I love him the best." But a troubled mind, sure it knows no rest. And still she cried, "Bonny boys are few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do?" His way of talking, I know my love by his suit of blue. And if my love leaves me, what will I do? And still she cried, "I love him the best." But a troubled mind, sure it knows no rest. And still she cried, "Bonny boys are few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do?" And still she cried, "I love him the best." But a troubled mind, sure it knows no rest. And still she cried, "Bonny boys are few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do?"
Hello, this is John C. Wiseman of the group Minstrosity. You are listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
And fair is the lily of the valley, and clear is the water that flows from the Boyne, and my love is fairer than any. Red is the rose that yonder garden grows, and fair
listening to Red is the Rose, performed by Wild Mountain Thyme off their CD Scotland's Depraved. Now that CD is no longer in print, but Wild Mountain Thyme is still going strong. They changed their name back around 2000 and became the group known as Three Pints Gone. and I joined that group in 2009, and this group is still going strong, I'm very pleased to say. Coming up next, another song from Three Pints Gone this time. This is from their compilation CD, Auld Lang Syne, the new favorites of Three Pints Gone, and this is Queen of Argyle.
Gentlemen, it is my duty to inform you of one beauty. Though he'd ask you a favour, no, to seek her for a while. Oh, I own she is a creature of character and feature. No words can paint the picture of the Queen of Old Argyle.
And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in our movement, and the morning our smile, all the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could imagine pity of the Queen of all Argyle.
On the evening that I mentioned, I passed with slight intention through a part of our dear country known for beauty and for style. In a place of novel thinkers, of scholars and great drinkers, far above them all for splendor shows the Queen of Old Argyle.
And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in our movement, and the morning in her smile, all the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could manage beauty of the Queen of all Argyle.
So my lads, my needless leave you, my intention's not to grieve you, nor indeed would I deceive you, oh, I'll see you in a while. I must find some way to claim her, to court her and detain her, I fear my heart's in danger from the Queen of all Argyle.
And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the sun was in the moonlight, and the morning in her smile, all the roses in the garden, they'd bow and ask her pardon, for not one could imagine beauty of the Queen of all Argyle.
And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the sun was in our movement, and the morning in her smile, all the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle.
And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the sun was in our movement, and the morning in her smile, all the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle.
Hi there, my name's Heather Dale. I'm a musician from Canada writing songs about King Arthur, and you're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Love him.
there are some people you meet that just from the very first you know that you have some kind of connection with them. That's how I felt about Curtis and Loretta first time I saw them perform at the Minnesota Renaissance Fair. And then I had the good fortune of getting to know them when they visited Bristol Renaissance Fair a few years later. I have not seen them in many years, but I still hear from them from time to time on Facebook. That's the great thing about the Renaissance Fair community. There's connections there that we may not talk to friends, fellow performers for years, and then we pick up as if no time had been lost at all. It's a wonderful thing. Anyway, Curtis and Loretta did Do You Love an Apple, which is one of my all-time favorites, and they recorded that on Sit Down Beside Me. They have a website, curtisandloretta.com. Now, the next one is a little interesting. Kevin Tyler is no longer with us. He was a performer out of the Michigan area, developed quite a following over there, and I'd heard all kinds of good things about him. About 4 or 5 years ago, I got to share a stage with him at the inaugural year of the Black Rock Medieval Festival. He and I hit it off right away. Way too soon after that, he passed away. Great talent, great person, and just wish I'd had some more time. But wonderful, wonderful singer of love songs. This song was suggested to me in another context, but I thought it'd be great for the love song episodes. This is October Winds from his song Songs of the Savage. You can find out more about Kevin, see if there's any of his recordings still available, by going to the Facebook page Raven's Song.
The October winds lament around the castle of Tremore, yet deep within her lofty halls my loving treasure store. Though autumn leaves may droop and die, a bud of spring are you, singing hush a bye lu la lu no lie, sing hush a bye lu la lu. Bring no ill winds to hinder us, my helpless babe and me. Dreaded spirits of the black water, Clonoan's wild banshee, and Holy Mary pitying us, in heaven for grace doth sue. Singing hush a bye lu la lu lo lang, sing hush a bye lu la lu. Take time to thrive, my ray of hope, in the garden of Jamore. Take heed, young eaglet, till thy wings are feathered fit to soar. A little time, and then the world is full of work to do. Singing hush a bye lu la lu la la, sing hush a bye lu la lu. the October winds lament around the castle of tomorrow. Yet deep within her lofty halls, my loving treasure store. Though autumn leaves may droop and die, a bud of spring are you. Singing hush-a-bye-do, la-lu-la-lan. Sing hush-a-bye-do, la-lu. Singing hush-a-bye-do, la-lu-la-lan. Sing hush-a-bye-do, la-lu.
If you like our show, please consider helping us bring you more music by becoming a Patreon backer. Patreon members receive exclusive thank you gifts and content, including early releases of the show, free CDs, and access to the new Liner Notes podcast. Find out more information at patreon.com/renfestpodcast. And as always, thank you for your support.
From her cradle by bloody English hands, when Longshanks killed her father, Llewellyn's final stand. Now a cradle in Snowdonia rocks empty in the night, and a little girl is crying from hunger and from fright. Gwynllion Wales' last princess, her story must be told. Follow her sad footsteps across the bleeding snow. I hear a ghostly lullaby in this castle's lonely halls, and whispers of a princess who few can now recall. Her mother died in childbirth, now her father dead in war. To a monastery banished, she's held behind locked doors. Gwynllion Wales' last princess, her story must be told. Follow her sad footsteps across the bleeding snow. In silent meditation, with worn beads in her hand, she passes lonely hours in exile from her land. In a monastery lonely, where stone walls are so cold, a princess prays there weeping, and she's 55 years old. She never knew her language, she never knew her name, she never knew a lover's kiss, and never knew who was to blame. Gwynllion Wales' last princess, her story must be told. Follow her sad footsteps across the bleeding snow.
It's hard to believe, but we're almost done. This seems to have gone by very quickly for me. What you listened to was Lover's Heart, performed by Empty Hats from their CD, Captured. And, of course, they have a website at emptyhats.com. Lover's Heart, written by Andy M. Stewart, one of my favorite songwriters. That's one of my favorite songs of his. But, again, we're almost finished. I'd like to offer special thanks to friends of the podcast, Elizabeth Burkholder, Hank Woodward, Jody, Marie Vopeco, and Ron Langford. This has been a lot of fun. putting these songs together, getting this all prepared for you. Love songs, there are a lot of negative preconceptions. You know, especially these days, you think of a love song and you're thinking syrupy strings, maudlin sentiments. You know, even if you go deeper in the tradition of love songs, so many of them are about unrequited love or you know, love betrayed or, you know, all the negative sides of love. And that's a shame. That's really a shame. Because just in terms of, you know, styles of music throughout the year, there's so much, so rich a heritage and so much variety, so much passion. And, you know, it's just a shame to have it locked into certain particular modes, certain particular ways of doing things. So I hope this episode showed that there's, you know, much more to a typical love song. I will say one other thing about love songs. Either you get them or you don't. And more often than not, you don't get them until you're in love yourself. I know that happened to me. When I fell in love, songs I had heard for years all of a sudden took on a whole new meaning to me. Songs that I kind of went, eh, just like that became my new favorites. Because they spoke to something. I don't know how to tell you how to find that in your own heart, other than just be open to it. There's a lot of love in this world to be found. Doesn't matter what the media says, doesn't matter what you know, Facebook and Twitter and all that. There's a lot of love in this world. And in particular, we're in a community that embraces passion, embraces love, embraces community in a way that you're going to be hard-pressed to find anyplace else. So just be open to the love that's out there. Celebrate the life you have. Enjoy the journey. I mean, think about what's the alternative. With that, I'm going to leave you with, you know, I keep saying these songs are amongst my favorite, and they are. But if I had to pick one of my songs that I consider my favorite love song, it'd be this one, Bramble and the Rose. It speaks to a life and a love well-lived, well-loved, lived with passion and joy. And again, I wish that for each and every one of you. Enjoy your love wherever you find it. Safe journey. Until we meet again. This is Jesse Linder. Have a great day, everyone.
When I was young and in my prime, could wander wild and free, there was always a yearning in my heart to follow the call of the sea. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Greenor, and I'll think of you both day and night till I return once more, until I return once more. On all the stormy seven seas I sail before the mast, and on every voyage that I went on I swore it would be my last. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Greenor, and I'll think of you both day and night till I return once more, until I return once more. Now I have a girl named Mary
is to keep me safe on shore. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Greenore. And I'll think of you both day and night till I return once more. Until I return once more. Now a landsman's life is all his own. He can go or he can stay. Ah, but when the sea gets in your blood, when she calls, you must obey. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Greenore. And I'll think of you both day and night till I return once more. Until I return once more. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Greenore. And I'll think of you both day and night till I return once more. Until I return once more.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.